Thanks for joining us today for the Morvent Morecast. I'm talking with Marco, who is the co-owner of Morvent. And Marco, as we're going into fall, we're thinking about getting as much life out of our water heater as possible. I know it's something we've touched on in the past, but for those people who are maybe first-time homeowners, what advice do you have for them?
A water heater is a very important appliance that we have in our house. It provides us all the hot water that we need. So typically, most folks don't really ever think about checking their water heater to see how old it is, checking the condition of the water heater, having it drained and maintained on an annual basis. We, most of the time when we're replacing water heaters, we are replacing water heaters because they have failed. And typically the failure is a leak of some degree. Sometimes the leak is slow and we catch it early enough to prevent a major problem for clients. And sometimes there's a lot of water in the basement because the water heater has just completely either rotted out or the crack has gotten so big that it has allowed all the water to leak out of it. So what I recommend is, first and foremost, kind of get a gauge on your water heater. And the best way to kind of do that is to have a plumber come out to your home, take a look at the age and condition of the water heater, and at that point, make some recommendations on whether or not it's time to have it flushed, which is the reason why you would flush a water heater is to get all the debris out of the water heater, extending the life of that appliance. Secondly, there's a component called an anode rod, which is really the component that attracts bad particulates within the water. Mm-hmm. So the anode rod's job is really to have it deteriorate rather than deteriorating the insides of your water heater. So water heaters tend to kind of rot from the inside out rather than from the outside in. And unfortunately, it's really hard to see that.
So it takes a professional eye.
It does. So our recommendation, again, is when the plumber is out at your home, they can do two things. Flush your water heater, helping to get all the debris out of it. Take a look at your anode rod to see if it needs to be replaced. And at that point, they'll also look at the age and condition of the water heater to help you really, to help guide you whether or not that's really your best path, or should you just kind of replace the water heater? Most people don't know that the average life expectancy of a water heater is about 10 years. So once you begin to cross that 10-year mark, your chances of replacing that water heater become a lot higher.
And I would assume you go out to a lot of homes, your guys do, and the homeowner says, I can't even believe it's been 10 years. That goes by a lot faster than I think people realize.
It sure does. And we're confronted with that on a day-to-day basis, yes.
All right. If you guys have any questions or kind of want to see where your water heater is at, it's a good time to call Morvent. You can reach them today at 610-444-3333.